This is an interview for the Archives of American Art with Aaron Bowrod in Madison, Wisconsin on August 23, 1984. The interviewer is Sue Ann Kendall. You were born in 1907, I understand.
Yes.
And were the second son in the family?
Well, I was the third child in the family, the second son.
Mm-hmm.
November 21st, 1907.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been looking for anybody else who was born on that particular day. And it was only a few years ago I discovered that Magritte, the Belgian surrealist, was born on November 21st. And I celebrate that particular thing in a painting that I did. I have it in Milwaukee. Maybe you saw it in a little case there. It's called The Magritte Conversation.
Yes.
Because I was playing with this idea that he used of that great big black pipe that he said, this is not a
Ce n'est pas une pipe, right.
How do you say it in French?
Ce n'est pas une pipe.
Right. So I painted the image of a pipe, which I asked, is this a pipe, you know? And the idea is that it was one pipe removed. But the funny thing was the coincidence of dates, which I discovered in reading about Magritte, and I still haven't discovered anybody else who was born on November 21st.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I signed the painting with the date that was finished, perhaps one day or 2 days off of November 21st, 1981, I think.
Right, well, there's a connection there.
Ordinarily, yes, I don't put the dates on my paintings, thinking that, gosh, the historians of the future have got to have something to work on.
Right.
And let them find out what the date was. But when it means something, as in one case, I used the date 1969 because it's a date which you turn upside down, still reads 1969.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot what the rest of the painting was, but I remember that part of my signature.
Mm-hmm.
So, true, I was born November 21st, 1907 in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. When did you start thinking about becoming an artist?
Well, of course, I knew that it was fun to scribble, to draw on pieces of yellow, paper, ordinary rule paper, that kind of thing, with a pencil. And I did that for a couple of years without knowing that there was a classification of people who were called artists. Once I found that out when I was 8 or 9 or 10 years old, I decided since that's all so easy, I might as well aim to become one of them rather than anything else in life.
Mm-hmm.
So in my life, I had no streetcar conductors or cowboys. I did want to play ball in a professional way for a while, but I realized my own limitations, so that wasn't a real serious ambition.
Mm-hmm. You became a Cubs fan instead, I understand.
Well, yes, in high school vacations, I spent many months for several years, 2 or 3 years, selling scorecards at both the Wrigley Field, the Cubs Park, and Comiskey Field, the White Sox Park.
Mm-hmm.
So that baseball became part of my blood, and I still need good shots of it consistently while I paint. I listen to the games, even watch for an inning or two on television.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a good summer because the Cubs are doing relatively good this particular year, 1984.
Not quite as good as the Tigers.
Survive. No, the Tigers got off to a much better start.
What did your parents think about your wanting to be an artist?
Well, they were completely neutral, if I could describe their feelings that way. My mother, because my older brother, showed inclinations to become some kind of doctor, and he achieved that very early by the proper scholarships and so on. My mother thought there might be a kind of balance in auxiliary profession to be a pharmacist on the theory that he would be sending me all his patients
I see.
to